Newcastle and the Hunter.
I think we worked together for 3 months before I gave you my phone number.
And that was an extraordinary moment.
It was an experience, yeah. Right?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's new FM.
Good morning, Crevo.
Good morning, Meg. After what seems like a long weekend, but really wasn't.
I was here yesterday. It wasn't a long weekend for me.
And I was working Friday.
We are heading into a long weekend, though.
I know.
How good.
Short week.
Yes. What did you get up to over the weekend?
On Saturday I was at the shop for sort of half the day, and then on Sunday, yeah, I just went down to Sydney and did a few bits and pieces.
Nice. That's good.
What about yourself?
Well, on Friday night I dropped my phone and went to pick it up, and my back gave out. So I was in bed Saturday on the painkillers, trying to recover on that.
Oh, but geez.
Hit up Wandy Workers yesterday for the raffle.
Oh, yeah.
I was at the bar getting myself and my sister a can of Coke, and this guy comes up and he taps me on the shoulder. Excuse me. Are you Meg from the Novos?
Oh.
Celebrity sighting.
Famous.
Now, I feel horrible because I do not remember people's names. It was either Rick or Mick.
It's all right.
Or Mark.
Rick, Mick,
one of three. So Rick, if I did meet you yesterday, I apologize. I don't remember people's names unless I meet them like 70 times.
Yeah.
So it was great to meet you. He wanted to get a photo later on in the afternoon, and I couldn't find him. So
okay, you were looking, though.
I was looking out for him, though, so I apologise, my
friend. Rick McMark, wherever you are.
Yeah, exactly. Lovely guy, by the way. Lovely. Yeah. Loves the show.
Oh, that's good. Well, thanks for listening. Yeah. We appreciate it.
Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
You had a CrossFit competition?
Yes, we did on Saturday, so it was a bit of fun.
You said you didn't win, though.
Oh, gosh, no.
Come on.
There's a lot of fit people in Newcastle.
Any personal bests? That's a big thing in the game, isn't it?
Not quite.
No.
Oh, well. No. Save that for another time.
So you went and drowned your sorrows the next day at a winery, yeah?
Which is so good. It was such a nice day to be out in the sun yesterday.
It was gorgeous.
It was good.
It was beautiful.
Oh, well, very good. Nice day for a trip to a winery.
Yes.
Perfect.
For live and local news, there's only one. From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
So, Jess, when I was at the club yesterday and I found this information out about the new NRLW Knights, I lost my shit. Not going to lie. We're in the finals.
Yes, we are for the first time in the Knights NRLW's history.
How bloody good.
So bloody good. They were so good in their game yesterday. It was such a dominant win. 30-6 against the Dragons. They beat them weekend before last as well. But so good. Millie Boyle, their skipper, was amazing. Mm. She got nothing but praise from Coach Ronald Griffiths post-game. So did the whole team. He said, you know, what they do in training and how they play in training is exactly how they play on the field. They just put everything out there.
So they've only lost one game this entire season, haven't they?
Yes.
And that was against the Roosters?
Yeah.
And they're not up against the Roosters in the final, which is great.
No, they're up against the Eels. And
Interestingly enough.
In the regular season, won one game. And that was to get them into last weekend's semi-final.
Oh, we've got this in the bag.
And then they won that semi-final. And it's like, oh, well, what an easy run to finals for them. But surely, don't want to jinx it, but surely.
I was telling you guys off air, it's very interesting because I'll get a bit of heat for this. I'm a Melbourne Storm supporter, normally.
Right.
But for the NRLW, I go for the Knights. I don't know what it is because these girls are just incredible.
Oh, they play.
They're so bloody good.
Yeah, this is very exciting, and you know,
is it great?
Well, it is. No, it's great for it's
Crevo,
great
are you
for
gonna
Newcastle.
Watch it? Are you going to watch the final next weekend? History
probably
making.
Not, but I'll watch.
I'm probably going to watch it.
Show me the highlights. I'll be amazed.
Oh, come on, girls, you got this.
Yeah,
exactly. Easy done. You smashed it all season.
Go get
them. So proud of them. They've done so well.
Mm.
So how good.
That is great.
It's
fantastic.
Going down at a course stadium in Sydney, yeah?
Yes, it will be on Sunday. Good. So
good luck. That's what
is NBN going to be broadcasting this, do you think?
Yeah, usually. They had all the semi-finals on yesterday.
Oh, well, finals, because the NRL grand final is next week.
Yes.
So it might be before or after that, maybe.
I think it'll be before.
Yeah,
usually
okay.
Before.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'll do that and then I'll switch it off.
There you go.
I don't really care.
You need to worry about the grand final.
Who is it? Panthers versus Eels?
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
no one here.
NRLW Knights. You got this in the bag. We are all behind you 100%.
Good luck. And then the other big story is around Tomago Aluminium. Now, this is like to do with their energy needs, right? What's going on there?
Yeah, so Tomago Aluminium is the company, the smelter in New South Wales that takes up the most energy on the grid. So they need constant energy, 950 megawatts, which is about 12% of the grid's capacity. Ooh. And they want to fast track their transition to renewable energy. So they want to be powered wholly and solely by renewables by 2029. So they're putting the call out there. It is very ambitious considering the amount of energy they need. So it'll be interesting to see if that actually happens. 2022 is not too far away, like considering all the other projects that are supposed to be up and running in the state. So we'll see what happens, but they're calling for industry to come and help them do it.
That's a couple of wind farms, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Well, but the other thing about that is I'm sure, like, they've done the calculations.
Mm.
They're not just giving that year of 2029 without going, well, it's just this many batteries and this many windmills and this many solar panels. Like, they've worked it out. They just need to, now they're just, like, asking people to build it, really, isn't it?
It just seems to be taking so long for renewable things to get built. There are so many projects that are in the planning, that are, you know, at that stage almost ready to go. They've been almost ready to go for so long, and power stations are getting closer and closer to shutting.
COVID didn't help the situation either.
COVID didn't help the situation.
What do you call it? The material shortage and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Slide things down.
Need to hustle.
Oh, yeah, well, good luck to them.
See if it happens before 2029, that's for sure.
Megan
Crevo. The Novos. Now, you might have seen photos all over your Instagram over the weekend because the Van Gogh Alive experience opened at Foreshore Park. I drove past it yesterday. It looks very interesting, let me tell you.
Oh, it's brilliant. I've seen it before.
Oh, have you?
And it's really, really good.
Will you be going again at Foreshore Park?
Probably not. Once was enough, but I loved it.
Yeah. We have double passes up for grabs all week on our show.
You want to get amongst it. I mean, if they threw us a free ticket, I might consider going again.
You know what? Someone might win the double and take you.
Oh, it'd be nice. I'd go. It's actually an excellent thing.
I said I'm going to go this. Yeah, I might actually go check it out.
It's never getting any closer, Meg.
No.
I'll tell you that. No, they're not doing a Mayfield one.
Oh, come on, guys. Mayfield Park, down the road from us. Good work.
Really convenient.
Van Gogh Alive, the world's most visited multi-sensory experience, on now until October 23. So you've got over a month, or just under a month to see it. We do have double passes up for grabs all week. All you got to do is get involved with the show on 13109. So when we put the call out for you to call up,
get onto it.
Get onto it. Best caller of the day gets the double pass.
Awesome. So you want to win this. It's the must-see show in town.
Yeah. Not to mention we've got stacks of doubles up for grabs as well to our advanced screening of Wog Boys Forever.
Oh,
this
brilliant.
Looks so bloody good. Nick Giannopoulos. When was the last time you saw Nick Giannopoulos in a movie?
I don't know. When was the last Wog Boys movie?
The last Wog Boy was probably 20-odd years ago. That's happening at Event Cinemas in Katara next Wednesday. So we've got stacks of doubles up for grabs for that as well.
So prizes galore, as usual.
Yeah.
Place is packed with them.
Exactly. So, get involved with the show when you can this week to get those Van Gogh Alive tickets.
Win, win, win.
Yeah.
And on air right across Newcastle and Hunter.
I think we worked together for 3 months before I gave you my phone number.
And that was an extraordinary moment.
It was an
moment.
Experience, yeah. Right?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's new FM.
All right, so you might remember, Meg, like a week or so ago, there was this story about this transgender teacher who wore these huge prosthetic breasts into class.
Yes,
right, they were the size of beach balls, and I'm not exaggerating.
They weren't subtle.
No. Now,
by any means.
Exactly. Now, at the time, the school board where she was teaching basically said, look, it's fine, we support people to live how they want to live.
Yeah.
Was it a great choice? It was questionable in my mind because it's like they were actually the size of beach balls and the most absurd thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And is that going to be distracting in a classroom?
Possibly.
Like, anyway, that's a separate discussion.
Yeah.
What's really the big story in my mind to come out of this is this conservative Fox News host, Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
Now, Tucker Carlson has done a segment on this, and in doing so, revealed the type of adult films or porn that he watches.
Interesting.
Because he's talked about it in a way that just shows the world what he's into.
Yeah, you can describe things, but there is a certain way you describe things when you're a fan of it.
This is the thing.
You know?
This is the thing.
Yeah.
And we're going to unwrap all that because no one's really talking about this.
Okay.
Up next.
Megan Prevost.
All right, so you might remember just the other day or sort of maybe a week ago, this transgender teacher wore these huge prosthetic breasts to class.
Yeah.
There was a photo of it. It went viral.
Bit of an uproar for certain people in the community.
Sure. The school board, they were like, you do what you want. It's your own body, etc. Then this conservative news, commentator, Tucker Carlson on Fox News, he does a segment on it. Now, at first you go, oh, right, fair enough. Like, was it distracting for the kids or something, maybe? But then he goes on to compare what the teachers, these breasts.
Yeah.
He said, he called it a possible, he said that they were very similar to the type of breasts you would see in exploding milk porn, which is this Japanese anime porn, like animated porn.
Yeah.
And then he doubled down on this bizarre, like, comparison by putting up a picture of it on his segment on the show.
Now, I've never heard of exploding milk porn before. So I wouldn't really know what he was referencing, and I highly doubt his audience probably knew what he was referencing.
Of course not. Fox News watchers, your general one, is not watching a niche type of animated pornography. To know what that was similar to, he has, like,
been watching this.
I would think that he's seen this or been watching it.
I don't think one of his producers brought this to the table, let me tell you.
Not a chance.
No.
Not a chance at all. He then, I mean, being the great turd that he is, went on to try an attempt to name the teacher. Got it wrong.
Of course.
So he's named the wrong person, which of course forced the hand of the school district board, who said, look, you've got the name wrong.
Yep.
This is terrible.
Yeah.
Of course. And then he went on to engage in some sort of transphobic rhetoric during the segment,
of
which I'm not going to get into.
No, we're not going to give that any airtime.
Because what an absolute pillock.
Flog.
But also,
Blog Central.
What an insight into what he likes to watch at the weekend.
And you know what the best part is? People who were watching Fox News at that point probably A, had no idea what exploding milk porn was, B, had no intentions of ever seeking out exploding milk porn.
Tucker Carlson, what are you doing?
What is he doing?
Way to walk down the road of blowing up your career. Cause
a little bit.
What an absolute muppet.
Do you know how much would have went on to Pornhub? People would have been searching for it, let me tell you.
Oh,
they would have been. And it's probably not even on there. There's probably some specialised, dedicated, under-the-radar site that you've got to go to get this stuff.
I would think so, because it doesn't really look like something you're seeing on the main page.
No. Oh, mate. And you know what? I don't even want to Google it.
No, great. I'm not going to be Googling
it's
it, that's
for
sure.
It's not for me.
I don't think it's for most people, Meg.
And you know what? When people looked at that image for the first time of that teacher, that's not what came to their minds.
But it was for him. I've seen that before.
Hey, switching gears up next. As you know, I'm on all the dating apps.
Of course.
Well, actually, no, I'm only on two. Three. A new thing's come out. You know, green flags and red flags.
Oh, yeah, of course.
There's a new one. Beige flags.
Ooh.
It is a thing. I'm going to get into the details. Okay, this is apparently a thing that is causing TikTok to go into overdrive.
Yeah, right.
Because on the dating apps, you get the red flags, you get the green flags, and the new one is you get the beige flags. I had never heard of beige flags before in my entire life.
Can I guess what it means with no knowledge at all?
Yeah.
Is it signs the person's going to be boring?
Pretty much.
Really?
They're using extremely everyday characteristics to try and improve their dating profile when it realistically it's just proving how dead set boring you are as a person. So, for example, referencing an extremely mainstream sitcom like How I Met Your Mother or Big Bang Theory.
Right.
In your dating profile, like, I can quote this word for word. Like, so can a lot of other people, bro.
You've got nothing special about you.
No. So it's not really saying anything about your personality.
Right.
Another one, a personality trait of loving food. Most people do.
You have to eat it to survive.
Everyone's got a favourite food.
Yeah.
Absolutely everybody.
Oh, you like Vegemite on toast, do you?
Oh, look at you. You love pasta. Carbs are your thing, babe. All right. Another one. People who say, I love travel. Who doesn't love going on holiday?
Of course. That's like, it's a basic human instinct.
Right?
Got to have something a bit more pizzazz about you.
Now, apparently another thing is hot girl beige. I've never heard of this before.
All right.
So basically it's women just using being hot as their personality and not really offering any information about what they're actually like because they know they don't need to. That will still get matches regardless because they're hot girl beige.
Fascinating.
Now, it's very interesting because a lot of people on Tinder in particular, they just like, they don't really write anything on their profiles because so many people are like, oh, they're ugly, swipe.
Yeah,
left.
Just move on.
Swipe right.
Yeah.
I genuinely read profiles. I always have.
Yeah, because you want to know about this. If you're going to invest your time in this person, you want to at least know if they've got anything interesting going on.
Now, because I took time to write mine. You helped me rewrite mine a couple of months ago.
And
I got myself a couple of good dates out of it.
Yeah, see, it does work.
I mean,
people that say, oh, don't invest time in it. Just get your good photos from the right angle.
Yeah.
You're probably wrong.
Don't be giving beige flags.
Because if you tell
me, you know what for me, mine is, I love the outdoors. Okay. That doesn't really explain
tells
anything.
Nothing.
I'm into fitness. Fitness, I can understand.
Yeah,
I'm into fitness. But the ones that I love the outdoors and I love fishing. For me, they're like,
fishing is your number one.
I would
pet
say,
isn't it?
If I have a quick look at anyone on my Tinder at the moment, 90% of them, I love the outdoors and I love the gym.
If they're holding a fish, Meg's not interested.
Now, to be fair, the person that I'm seeing at the moment had none of that shit on his profile.
Yeah.
And look what happened.
Yeah, that's it.
There you go.
Top tips from Meg. Don't have beige flags. Don't hold a fish.
Don't hold a fish, mate. Not interested.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Meg and Crevo.
Different situation.
What was that situation?
Can't remember.
Exactly. It wasn't that important.
Help the Novos. Local as New FM.
It's always a good Monday when you're heading into a long weekend.
Well, isn't it? What?
Let me tell you. Good morning, Tyler.
Morning.
How was your weekend?
It was nice. What did I get up to? Oh, not much. We watched the AFL Grand Final.
Yes. You were frothing over Robbie, no doubt.
I was really only there to watch Robbie Williams perform, you guys.
No one else, yeah.
I'm currently sitting in front of the computer rewatching it again because he's the hottest thing to ever walk
say,
with
It takes a strong man to pull off a pink power suit.
Oh, and didn't he what?
Seriously.
Oh, my God.
Legit. I was like, I didn't watch it. I saw the photos. I'm like, oh.
Let's have a look because I haven't seen it.
And watch it.
You don't even have to watch it. Just look at Robbie Williams' AFL Grand Final. Pink power suit works on him.
So hot.
A treat.
And then he brought out Delta Goodrum.
Yes.
They covered Kids. The iconic Robbie and Kylie collab from what, 2006?
Wasn't the halftime show you had G-Flip and all that kind of stuff as
Temper
well?
Trap.
Yeah.
Budra.
Oh, nice. People were slamming that performance, though, like, for all three of them.
I thought it was great. Goenna was great. They had Christina Nu.
Yeah.
They did Solid Rock. The halftime performance was amazing.
The only
thing that I didn't enjoy was that G-Flip didn't perform their own music.
Yeah. Yeah, they
did a Jet cover, Are You Gonna Be My Girl? They've got a whole album.
I think, though,
they
headlined
Splendor in the Grass.
You know what? I think that might have been an AFL decision.
Oh, 100%. I don't think
not many people know what G-Flip are about, so.
Yeah, I mean, and look, fair enough. I mean, if it gets G-Flip out there more, That's good.
That's it, yeah.
Because J Flip's a talent, let's face it.
They're 100%. Dating one of the...
Chris Shelton selling Sunset.
Yes. Sydney real estate shows.
No, really? Not Sydney,
yeah.
LA.
LA.
California.
Oh, my God. They're getting a bit bougie, aren't they?
Aren't they what?
Yeah, just looking at the power suit. Very good.
So hot. So hot. I'm hot over here, you guys. Wow.
Are you really?
Yeah.
5 and 10 up next, of course. This is your chance to win today. How about this? A double pass to our advanced screening of Wog Boys Forever Wednesday, 5th of October at Event Cinemas Katara.
Next Wednesday.
Yeah. You can see Wog Boys Forever before all your mates.
Yes.
Plus, everyone that gets in the draw, that gets on the show today in the draw for Van Gogh Alive double pass for the sensory experience now until October 23. 13:10:09 to play 5 and 10. All of that could be yours.
Yes.
All you got to do is name 5 things in 10 seconds from the category we give you.
Very easy. Easy work for Monday morning, let me tell you. 5 and 10. We're playing next. 13:10:09 to get involved. We'll do it.
The Novos. Megan Crevo. 5 in 10. New FM.
Couldn't be easier. Just name 5 things in 10 seconds from the topic we give you and get your greasy mitts all over the prizes this morning.
Movie tickets, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Double pass. New FM's advanced screening of Wog Boys Forever. Now, I think this thing is going to be packed.
Yeah.
People love Wog Boys. They want to see the new one. And you can see it before everyone else. Be the envy of your mates.
As I said, we haven't seen Nick Giannopoulos on our big screens in a long time. Hey, let's spin the wheel to get today's category. All right, so we have landed on animals. Interesting. Okay, let's go to the phones. Belinda is in Windale. Hey, Belinda.
Hi, how you going?
Doing good. Hey, animals, good topic for you? Good category for you?
I hope so. I'm pretty good with words. I hope I get it.
Beautiful. All right. What we need you to name in 10 seconds is 5 animals you'd find in a petting zoo. Your time starts now.
Oh, in a petting zoo only. No, I don't think I can get it.
Thanks for playing, though. Sometimes you just... Your brain freezes for no good reason.
Yeah, we're going to Amy in North Arm Cove. Hey, Amy.
Hello.
Hello. Are you ready to go?
Hope so.
Fingers crossed. All right. In 10 seconds, we need you to name 5 sea creatures. Your time starts now.
Whales, dolphins, turtles, flathead, and... Octopus.
Yay! Oh, my God.
Smash it, babe. Well done. You're off to Wog Boys.
Amazing. I thought I'd get stage fees again.
No, you did it, babe. Well
good
done.
Good as gold.
How good. Oh.
Plus, everyone that's on the air this morning in the draw for Van Gogh Alive tickets. Everyone wants those.
Oh, how good. Movie tickets, Van Gogh Alive. Why would you go anywhere else?
No, you wouldn't
Let's
bother.
Let's be real. Hey, over the weekend, social media has been a buzz.
Oh, hasn't it worked?
Adam Levine, you dirty dog. People are not happy with him.
Has anything been said about him on the internet?
You know what? I haven't seen anything.
Yeah.
You know what? It's all I've seen, to be honest. Cheating scandal of him texting other women. The memes that have come out of this are so juicy, so beautiful. People... living their best life with this information, let me tell you.
I think that this is bigger than the Robin Thicke blurred lines situation.
Oh, absolutely. All right, we'll get into some of the best Adam Levine memes on the other side of this. This is a guy who needs to go to a payphone. Payphone has no tracking or anything like that. The memes that have come out of this... I don't want to call it like a cheating scandal because he didn't technically cheat, but he's married to a supermodel, a Victoria's Secret supermodel, and he's texting other women. I don't understand this. Now, Tyler, you've joined us for this because you are a gossip expert. The memes that have come out from this whole thing, especially over the weekend, are golden.
Just quickly, I would call it a cheating scandal. He's messaged multiple women. If my partner was caught messaging any women saying the things that he said,
yeah,
that's cheating for sure,
mate. It is true. However,
he hasn't actually, well, so far as we know, he hasn't actually banged
done
them.
It's an emotional online relationship.
Yeah. He's done that thing. Now,
as I said, if you've got to hide your text messages, you're cheating.
It's almost as if celebrities don't understand that, like, any message can be screenshotted and released to the world. And if you're Adam Levine, let's face it, it will be.
Yeah. It's the funniest thing, though. Like, the things that he's saying, he sounds like a 15-year-old F-boy, doesn't he?
So the main one that people are photoshopping is the, it is truly unreal how effing hot you are, like it blows my mind. Now, people are just making their own messages as if Adam Levine is responding to them. And I love how businesses are getting on board with this as well. The one I love the most that came out was, it says, me to my MacBook after using it for 30 minutes. It is truly unreal how effing hot you are. It's like it blows my mind.
My favourite one was Goldilocks trying the first bowl of porridge. It's truly unreal how hot you are. It blows my mind.
That's clever.
People are going absolutely nuts with this, and it's given me life over the weekend looking at them all.
It's hilarious. Also, the other thing that I spotted over the weekend was Adam Devine. You may know him as the guy from Pitch Perfect that Rebel Wilson's character flirts with in the show.
What was his name in the movie?
I can't remember. I was trying to find it, but I couldn't find it quick enough. But he has come out. Obviously, he has a very similar name to Adam Levine.
Course.
Yeah.
Has come out online, posted a photo of he and his wife saying, just want to post this and say that my wife, Chloe Bridges, and I are doing great and going strong. I am not Adam Levine. He's a different guy and a worse singer. We are, however, naming our future baby Sumner, which was the first woman that come out saying that she had these relationships with Adam Levine.
That's very funny. And good by him. You know, good clever bit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely hilarious.
More memes are going to come out and we're going to deep dive into them later on, trust me.
Relish.
It's going to be great.
How funny it is.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Grebo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking everything.
The Novos. New FM.
All right, bit of a dilemma up next. Mm. Now, Tyler was telling us this story about how she was at the pub with her mates, group of mates. One of them got kicked out.
Cut off. Out you go.
And then, Tyler, you were asking us, if you'll join the show now, about whether it was the right thing to do to just let him go home, or does everyone have to go at that point,
Slight moral dilemma, We were like, we're still having a good time. The night's still pretty young. You can go home on your own, mate.
What time was this?
Not even midnight.
Okay.
Early. Mm. He's peaked early.
Yeah.
Now, did you have a couple of pre-drinks before this, and this is what's happened? He's gotten a little bit too loose.
Yeah, we'd been at a gig, and then we just went to a pub afterwards.
Ah, okay.
Security were like, not for you, mate. Everyone else can, though. So we all just gave him that courtesy look, and we were like, you're good. See ya.
Bye.
Where do you sit on this, Meg? Are you one for all for one?
Like, now, see, I don't, it's very rare for me to go out in a group.
Mm. If you did, though.
If I was in a group.
In this situation. What would you do?
I'd leave with them.
You'd wrap up the night?
I would leave with them. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're a nice person, that's why.
You know what? I think I would actually... Oh, it's tough, but I think I'd have to stay.
Really?
If I've already planned my night out and you have peaked early and overindulged, it's not my fault.
That's 100%. True, but at the same time, if they're that intoxicated, I couldn't send them home alone.
Nah,
because I'd be a bit worried.
They're grown men, mate. They're fine.
Okay. Yeah, but
this is the debate.
Whether it's grown man or not, like, it could be a woman as well. Like, I'd still have to go with them. Like, if we're in a group, I would have to go with them.
All right, this is the debate. 13:10:09. Right or wrong, staying at the pub after your mate gets kicked out. Now, of course, everybody gets on the show today. In the draw for tickets to Van Gogh Alive at Foreshore Park.
Yeah.
This is the one everyone wants to go to.
Mm.
You got to get this. It's what won all these awards.
Mm.
It's an amazing experience. 13:10:09.
Might even throw some Wogboy tickets out as well, hey?
Yeah, you can win them as well. Right or wrong, staying at the pub after your mates get kicked out.
Everybody!
All right, this is a situation that everybody has been in at
least
some
once,
point.
For yeah. sure.
You're out with your mates in the pub and then one of them either doesn't get into a venue or gets kicked out.
Yeah.
The question is, the dilemma is, do you go home at the same time, right, it's a night for everyone.
Yeah.
Or do you do the right thing and stay at the pub?
So on New Year's Day, I went to a gay club up in Brisbane called The Beat.
Yeah.
And my best friend's boyfriend, he's quite young. He was only 21. And it was his first time really clubbing.
Yeah,
and
right.
he got kicked out for the very first time of a nightclub.
Mm.
We all left.
Yeah.
We all left.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's like...
There was four of us and we all decided, you know what, let's call it... It was 2 o'clock in the morning, granted. We all decided to call it a night. We didn't want him going home by himself.
Fair enough.
Very much of the opinion, if one gets kicked out, I will at least go home to make sure they get home okay. Because obviously if they're intoxicated, I don't want to leave them to their own devices. That's just me, though.
I say, why let one person who's overindulged spoil the night?
Yeah.
You're fine to stay at the club. Your conscience is clear.
Yeah. Well, we're going to the phones. Let's go to Brooke in Rayworth. Hey, Brooke.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, good, good. Right or wrong, staying at the pub after a mate gets kicked out?
Wrong.
Wrong. Oh, have you been in a situation where you've been kicked out and people didn't leave with you, or?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, gee, you're the loose unit we're talking about, Brooke. Okay, what have you done to get kicked out of curiosity?
I got intoxicated before we went out. We all went out on a bus trip. We got into the first pub that we were going on the pub crawl with, mm-hmm. and I sat at the table vomiting in a dip schooner.
Oh, Brooke.
Well, if
you're going to drink responsibly, don't be a Brooke.
If that doesn't get you kicked out, the security isn't doing their job.
Yeah.
Is all I can say.
Lyndon's in Cessnock. Hey, Lyndon.
How are you?
Doing good, mate. Right or wrong, staying at the pub after your mate gets kicked out?
Well, it all depends, you know. Like, if he's really pissed and he's going to get run over by a bus, you've probably got to chase after him.
That's true.
Just being a dick. Well, you know, like, you should, you know, like, on his own. But depends on your situation. You might be chatting to the future love of your life. Like, you really don't want to blow that, you know. Like,
that's true.
Because he is an adult. Like,
yeah, that's true. Have you met the love of your life at a pub, or you often do, or what's your situation?
Not as often as I used to.
Lyndon, you dirty dog. You love it, don't you?
Yeah.
Couldn't agree more, Lyndon.
Okay, so we've gone on to the Instagram. The poll is there if you want to go vote at @thenobos_. Right or wrong, staying at the pub after your mate gets kicked out. 33% said it's right. 67% of people saying it's wrong.
Oh, so more on the poll. We'll check in with that a bit later on in the show to see how it's going. Because it's early days at this point.
I think it's like each to their own circumstances on how intoxicated the person is.
Lyndon makes a great point.
Yeah.
If they're stumbling over, then maybe you need to. But sometimes bouncers just don't want to let someone in.
Okay. If my best mate's at the pub and he gets kicked out and I'm talking to Dean Lewis, guess what? You're going home on your own.
Love of your life
I'll
situation.
I'll change my situation.
There's a clause in there. The Lyndon clause, I'm calling it.
I love this. Hey, what's the goss up next with producer Tyler?
We touched on it earlier, but the AFL Grand Final, they always nail the entertainment. So we're going to unpack that next.
All right. Details on the other side of this.
The Novos.
If I don't see the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
People are going nuts over this AFL Grand Final performance of Robbie Williams, Delta Goodrum. You're going to unpack it all for us now, Tyler.
Yeah, now for me, watching the game, meh.
Oh, I couldn't care less.
I'll enjoy going to the game, purely just to have a few beers and enjoy the atmosphere, you know. But the AFL Grand Final is something I will always sit down and watch every year, purely for the entertainment. They nail it every single time. Robbie Williams, he did a 20-minute pre-game performance.
Wow.
20 minutes.
I haven't seen it yet. I've seen the photos and that's it.
Oh, Meg, it is so good.
So did he do two performances then?
You know, he did like a whole rendition of like a whole mashup of
Let Me Entertain You was in there, obviously.
He opened with Let Me Entertain You.
And then he did Kids with Delta.
Yeah, so he went... Yes, he did that. He did...
Rock DJ.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm just taking guesses here.
He also did a cover of You're the Voice by John Farnham.
Oh, cute.
Bagpipes and all. Amazing. Yeah, Delta Goodrum came out in a matching pink power suit, of course.
Oh, beautiful.
And they did a cover of Kids, which is so hot.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, so good. He also performed Angels and made this tribute at the G as well.
This next song is dedicated to one of Australia's greatest rock stars, Shane Warne. Love you, Warne.
So, yeah, that was really nice.
That's beautiful. Nice.
That made me cry.
Aww.
I got really teary at that. It was really nice.
You getting teary at live music? No.
Shock me.
Nobody's shocked.
Yeah, and then at halftime, Temper Trap, G Flip, who else? Budra. Also, Goanna, they did Solid Rock, which was like a huge... Tasman Keith, who's an Indigenous performer.
Yeah.
Christine Arnoux. That was amazing as well. That gave me goosebumps.
It's really hard, though, when you've got such an icon like Robbie Williams to go up against that afterwards.
I think they were both standalone performances. G Flip nailed it. They were behind their own drum kit and performed Jets, Are You Gonna Be My Girl. The crowd was going mad. Like, I don't think that there's anything... I mean, obviously, you can't compare an Aussie musician to Robbie Williams, but it was still... so great.
The comments online were not great.
Yeah, but people are so...
But this is the thing, like, well, that too. But they're like, oh, I don't know who these people are, blah, 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 blah. I've gone, yeah, you know what? Now you do.
Yeah,
so Google go out it. And support them. They're incredible Australian acts. Get out there and support them.
Absolutely.
Stream them, download them, buy tickets to their concerts, whatever you got to do. Props to the AFL for doing that,
they always nail it. They never not get it right.
Well, you
every
know who's,
single time.
You know who's doing the NRL
well,
one?
Well, that's what I was about to say. The NRL, sometimes it's a flop. Jimmy Barnes is obviously the lead performer, and they've got Diesel. They've got Josh Teskey from the Teskey Brothers.
Yeah.
Bliss and Esso, which I find
interesting.
Fun. I think will be fun.
They do a great live set.
Yeah. It's not Robbie Williams, though, is it?
No, a little bit different.
But the thing is, okay,
different levels.
With the NRL crowd in particular, you'll have someone like, remember when Macklemore was there, right? You had everyone complaining, get real talent, get someone like Jimmy Barnes.
You're never
and then you get someone
anyone.
Like Jimmy Barnes, and then you get all the people under the age of 30 going,
who's
get
that?
Someone relevant.
Well, look at when they had look at when the NRL had Gang of Youths a few years ago. Everyone was like, who's this? It's like, they're one of the biggest Aussie rock bands in the world.
Just because you don't,
you don't know who they are?
Mm-hmm. With the NRL crowd, you can't please everybody.
No.
Yeah. Unless you're getting someone like possibly Pink, maybe, because
she's huge in Australia. Everyone loves her.
Exactly.
Here, yeah.
Like, that's the only thing I could think of, because let's be real, I'm not the biggest Jimmy Barnes fan. I'll watch it, but I'm not going to sit there and go, oh my God, it's Jimmy Barnes!
The NRL crowd will absolutely froth over it, though. And his daughter Mahalia Barnes is coming out to perform too, so I wonder if they'll do something together, which I think
they will.
Will be nice.
No doubt. He'll be trying to pass that torch down.
Oh, for sure.
Try and continue the music-making money legacy.
Do you guys remember Sheldon Riley from The Voice?
Yes.
He's on it on the bill for the NRL Grand Final as well, which is cool. But, yeah, Bliss and Esso will be fine as well.
Because So he's been on The Voice now. He tried out for Eurovision. Oh, he was on Eurovision.
He was on Eurovision, yeah.
And then he was on The Masked Singer recently as well.
Yes.
Gotta make money how you can.
100%. Yeah, his voice is incredible, though.
An amazing voice. Yeah, I'm excited for the NRL GF, but, yeah, no one does it like the AFL Grand Final. It's always a stellar performance.
You've got an alarm set, though, for Robbie Williams tickets, don't you?
Oh, heck yeah. Do you know what? I'm hustling behind the scenes to try and get him on the show. Not for you guys, purely
for
me.
So you can have a chat to him behind the scenes.
Oh, my God, I love him so much.
All I'm going to say is we managed to book in coffee with Darren Hayes. Imagine if you can book in coffee with Robbie Williams.
Don't even.
It's possible.
I could vomit, you guys. I'm that excited.
So if we don't get a chat with him, we know why. Because Tyler's taken the chat.
Oh, absolutely. I've kidnapped him.
Yes.
Oh, I am Meg. I am Grievo. You still your own thing.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Meg and Grievo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah. I'm just cooking everything.
The Novos. New FM.
So not long until I head to Vegas to go to When We Were Young Festival. I'm very excited.
Couple of weeks,
Couple of weeks, 3 weeks on Wednesday is when I finish up for a couple of weeks, which is interesting. Now, the thing is, right, this festival in particular, it set me back $400 $400 Australian to go. They were like $280 or something American for these tickets.
Yeah.
Luckily, I didn't have to pay for them. My family pitched in.
That
was what my birthday present was. They got me this ticket to this gig. Now, the thing is, it's happening three times. They're doing three different dates. while so I'm it's over like there.
The same bands, same sets. Order, everything.
Now, because I'm going over a week early, I really want to go multiple times. And a friend of mine messaged me the other day, because I did bring it up with her. She is going as well. She's from Brisbane. Right, she's going over. She goes, hey, my friend's not coming anymore. She's got her ticket. She just wants her money back. So it's going to set me back another $400 to go to this concert again.
Ooh.
Now, this is the thing. I'm in a group with all these other people who are going. There's 26,000 people in this group. So many people can't go anymore, and they're just selling their tickets for as cheap as possible to get some of their money back.
Really?
I found some tickets for like $250 Australian.
Is that almost half price?
Nearly half price.
Oh, man.
And I'm thinking the more money I can save, the better. But at the same time, I feel like I'm lowballing them, and I maybe should support my friend whose friend can't go, and I should pay the higher amount because that's what, just what you do. I'm not a fan of scalping and all that kind of stuff, but at the same time, she just wants her money back. But there are people who don't want to go anymore. I'm really torn.
So the question you're asking is whether you should pay full price to your friend.
Yeah.
Or should you buy a cheap ticket from a random?
Should I take the
leave your friend stranded?
Yeah.
Okay, here's my opinion on this. Get the cheapest ticket possible. Mm. You don't owe your friend anything. They're the ones that bought the ticket on a whim.
That's
Let's face it. In another country. They bought a festival ticket for another country on a whim.
Mm. See, my original plan was to rock up with a sign on the day for someone hopefully selling a ticket last minute and get it for like $150 US.
Yeah, see, so
that was the intention.
You like
because
the
if
cheap
I do
tickets,
that,
Meg.
If I can do that, I can go twice, you know?
All right, this is the debate I'm
guessing.
What
should I do? How much should I pay for this ticket? Should I support my friend, pay full price?
$400 or what, $100 for a cheap one? Get the $100 ticket, Meg.
Mm.
Do the
should
best
I be
thing.
Selfish and lowball these people
definitely.
Who can't go anymore?
Go against your conscience, Meg. All right, of course, anyone that gets on the show this morning, two tickets to Van Gogh Alive in the draw for those, plus a double pass to New FM's advanced screening of Wog Boys Forever.
How good is that? Getting bold, 13:10:09. Ease my conscience here, guys.
Get the cheap ticket, Meg.
A gig is a gig is a gig is a gig.
Now, so I'm going to Vegas in about 3 weeks' time, and the festival that I'm going over for has three separate dates. I have tickets for the 29th of October.
People are keen for those counting at home.
Exactly, and they've got shows on the 22nd and the 23rd. Now, I've been wanting to go to those because I've got a bit of extra cash stored away just in case, but the tickets are $400 each Australian. The thing is, a friend of mine has a friend who's selling hers and she just wants to recoup her money.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of other people in the same boat who were, like, offering much, much less. We're talking $250 to $300 for these tickets.
What's the cheapest one you've seen?
$250.
So half price,
It's going to get better, though, in the lead-up, I think, though, because tickets have just been sent out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people are going to realizing they can't go and the tickets are going to get less and less and less. So 13:09, how much should I be paying for these tickets? Because should I be supporting my friend's friend who wants her money back? Or should I be thinking of myself being a little bit selfish? You know, mate, I don't like that idea, but at the same time, I do like to save a bit of cash.
I think you got to be selfish, Meg. I think don't worry about your friend. Get the cheapest ticket possible.
Well, Dana's hit us up on the Instagram at the Novos _ saying just be selfish.
Yeah, couldn't agree more.
Right?
Couldn't agree
Tyler,
more.
Tyler, what do you think? Because I don't like the idea of ripping someone off.
Nice guys always finish last, Meg. You've got to do what's right for yourself, mate. No one else is going to care that you've spent a little bit less money on a ticket
other than the mate.
But also, too, it's
I'm
like...
I'm going to run into her there. That's the problem.
Who cares? You're already spending so much money to get there. If you can save money elsewhere, 100% do it.
Okay, here's what another option.
Mm.
Find the cheapest ticket possible.
Yeah.
And then say, this is what I can offer you.
Yeah.
See, or even offer lower.
The way I was seeing it is she's charging me $400 for this ticket,
too much.
Right? The thing is, if I can get him for $200 a hit, I can go both days, so I can go all three. And that's what I did think of.
Separate issue. Mm. You're festival mad.
Yeah, a little bit. So my thing is like...
You go to Vegas and see the same show three times.
Yes.
It's like you watch the same episodes of Sex and the City again and again.
No, but sometimes they get random people on stage with them at different sets. You're like, oh, I wish I was at that one. Why wasn't I at that one?
Won't be
I don't
any
want
different.
FOMO.
Also, another thought is that your friend is still trying to sling this ticket for full price, knowing full well that there's cheaper tickets online.
She doesn't know about that part yet.
Maybe let them know.
Yeah. Say this is, or even better, say I found one for $100.
What are you going to do about it?
What are you going to do about it? Do you want your $100?
I don't want to offend her that much.
I would.
You got to do it. Do it. You got to take care of yourself.
According to you guys and Dana on Instagram, apparently I need to be selfish.
Yeah. So. Okay. And here, Meg, is a way that you can get that money. You got to be looking. Do you have your wallet here?
I do.
We're going to go through your wallet in a minute because...
Oh, mate, I was at the club yesterday. I gave all my coins to my nieces to play the chocolate machine.
Oh, you might have given away big money.
Oh, they were $2 coins.
There's some of those are worth up to $400.
Mate.
We're going to look into this next and explore the world of coin noodling.
What?
Coin noodling. You heard it right.
This is ridiculous.
How
okay.
you can make hundreds off your kid's piggy bank.
Megan
Crevo. Bonobos. All right, check your wallets, check your piggy banks, check that little bit in the car where you keep your coins.
Yeah.
Whether that's the ashtray or like that little square bit that's not useful for anything else.
No.
You know the one.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the $2 coins have started to go up in value.
Couch cushions.
Yes.
Couch cushions.
Another good place to check. So some of them are going as high as $850.
For a coin?
There's an uncirculated red poppy version of the $2 coin currently on sale on eBay for $850. Now, whether it sells for that is another matter. Yeah. But the purple 60-year coronation coin, of course, with the interest of Queen Elizabeth passing away from 2013, has jumped in value from between $75 to $180 for a single $2 coin.
Jeez.
Now, with the red poppy, only 503,000 of them were minted. So there's...
That's a lot.
Well, yes and no, because a lot of... When coins are minted, if they get, like, damaged or whatever at any point and they go back to the bank, they're taken out of circulation.
Oh, are they? So I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. The number can go down and down and will over time. So it'll get rarer and rarer, as with all coins. Now, these coloured coins, you might be thinking, oh, it's just $2, but there's definitely money to be made off these. There's also a practice I want to enlighten you on called coin noodling.
This sounds ridiculous.
It's a funny name, but basically what it is people go to the bank or out the front of banks where you can get change, those change machines. Mm. They'll put like a $100 note in and get all $2 coins. And then sort through them to pick out the valuable ones.
And then get it converted back to cash and then
if you don't find any valuable ones, no big deal. Just put it back in and get it put in your account. Now, it annoys banks, but who cares? They make lots of money. That's their job.
Legitimately their job.
Is
so,
giving out change if you need it.
You know what? I don't have the time to... I know. Coin noodle.
But if you find a, like, if you're sort of interested in this kind of thing, it's kind of fun, I guess. And you might find one of those absolute gems worth hundreds of dollars.
See, I'm annoyed now because I did give my nieces $3 $2 coins yesterday to play at the chocolate machine at the club.
They were probably the $180 ones.
You know what? Probably not in my luck, they were.
Oh, it can happen.
Keep an eye on your coins then.
Yeah, or try a bit of coin noodling. The kids might be bored, right? For school holidays. Go get $50 worth of coins.
Yeah.
Sort through these and Google them.
Yeah.
And give them back if they're not valuable.
If you find the good coin and we sell it, we go to the movies.
Yeah, we'll split the profits.
A bit of bribery.
Yeah, something to do.
Yeah.
Like to sort through and Google 100 coins definitely takes time.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for that, Crevo.
No worries.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Different situation.
What was that situation?
Can't remember.
Exactly, it wasn't that important.
Help to know those. Local as New FM.
So on Friday, went out to a lovely place called Huntley, Crevo, that Danae messaged me on Instagram about because I've been on the search for this garlic and red wine salami.
That's
that
right.
Coles
has
discontinued.
The big sausage hunt.
The big sausage hunt. Now, it came to a head on Friday. Got the message on Wednesday saying this is where it's at.
Okay.
Now, I was very busy for Wednesday and Thursday. Had no chance to get out there. It's about a 40-minute drive from here.
For one bit of salami.
For one tiny little bit of salami. Now, as I said, it all came to a head. Do you want to know what happened?
Oh, of course. Everyone's been talking about this for days.
I got pulled up at the movie premiere on the Wednesday when I was at the pub yesterday.
What happened with the salami?
What happened with the sausage hunt, Mick?
Everyone wants to know.
Details.
For better or for worse.
Yes.
If you will.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos. I've been pulled up in the street about this, Crevo. It's actually incredible. The things we talk about on this show, and this particular topic has gotten more traction in the last, 3 months than anything we've done.
Well, it's a big deal because you've been hunting down sausage like nothing else.
I have been, not just since I've been single, let me tell you. The thing is, Coles have made this thing. It's red wine and garlic salami, right?
Yeah.
And it is the most addictive thing I have had in years.
So you are in love with this salami.
Yes.
You'd get it once a week.
I used to get it once a week. It was my little charcuterie board. I'd do on a Friday night. I'd have a glass of rosé, my little charcuterie board, and watch Property Ladder UK on YouTube.
Yeah.
Really, I have a very exciting life.
Yeah, of course. Right? Everyone's talking about it.
Anyway, I went to Coles a couple of weeks ago, and they had none in the case. And I'm like, oh, have you got anything out the back? And they've gone, nah. It's been discontinued. I'm gone, what are you talking about?
This is your number one thing.
This is the reason I come here. And they've gone, no, it's been discontinued. So I went to about four or five different Coles around around us. Mm. So I went to Mayfield, Market Town, Waratah, Charlestown and Katara. None of them had it.
That's crazy. So right? It's really, you've left your run too late.
Yes. And anyway, so I put it out on air if anyone could help us, saying, look, is there any place, I know they've discontinued it, but let me know.
Yeah, help Meg get her hands on the sausage.
Yes, and then at about 8:20 on Wednesday, during the show, I get a message from Danae saying, Meg, I found it. She took a photo, Huntley Coles,
proof.
Out near Cessnock.
Yeah, here's a photo. This is the goods.
You're kidding.
Huntley Coles.
It's about 40 minutes away from here. Now, the smart thing to do would have been to call them first and go, have you got it in stock?
Yeah.
No. I wanted the element of surprise. I wanted
really?
The element of
what did
excitement.
You forget to call them?
Maybe that was the case. So after the show on Friday, because I was busy for a couple of days, jumped in the car.
Zipped out there.
Zipped all the way out to Huntley. Beautiful shopping centre, by the way. I've never been out there. Quite nice. Walk into this brand new Coles.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You got a good feeling
right?
about this.
Beeline straight for the deli because it's in eye shot of when you walk in.
You're not wasting your time.
No. I'm not going to any
veg.
Other aisle. I'm not going to get crackers for this. No. Straight to the deli. Anyway, I've rocked up. I've looked at the girls. I'm hi, how are you? Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, in the case, I'm doing the scan. You've got your pastramis. You've got your other salamis, you've got your chorizos, everything.
All waste of time. They're all too small, not good enough.
And I'm looking for the dark tinted one because this has got quite a dark tint to it because it is red wine.
So you like the darker sausage?
Yes, darker sausage. Now, this one obviously with the tint because of the red wine, massive pile of it.
All sliced and ready to go.
And ready to go.
Oh my God, Meg. It's like you're Nirvana.
I found it. You know what? That's not good enough. Oh my God.
So
couldn't believe it.
A big thank you to our
Danae.
Listener.
Now,
Danae.
The thing is, there was a massive pile of this salami, right?
So did you buy the lot?
Bloody oath I did.
How much? Like, how many? How much? What was the weight?
700 grams.
Yeah, right.
Of salami, all sliced up. $20 worth of salami, brought it home. Put it into little bags in the freezer because you can freeze salami.
Yeah, of course.
I ended up with about 15.
So the next 15 Fridays are sorted.
Thank you, Danae. You living legend, you.
Did you talk to, like when you were there, did you talk to them?
I
what
spoke
was the
to
situation?
The deli and I've gone, she's what would you like? I've gone, see all that salami right there? I want all of it.
Give me the lot.
Right? And she's looked at me and I've gone, I know this sounds weird. She goes, nah, it's bloody delicious.
so she
agreed. I said, look, you're the only Coles that I know of that have this. She goes, I feel bad. I'm buying you out of it, but spots for me.
Yeah, so sometimes
I apologise if you went to Huntley Coles hoping to get your hands on red wine and garlic salami, but it's in my freezer.
You had 3 days since
come
we talked
on it. Come and see me in Mayfield. I might be able to do a deal. I'll do salami deals.
Meg's selling out the back baggies of sausage. You want one of the little baggies of the good stuff?
Yes.
Meg's got it.
Exactly.
Love it or loathe it. Up next, of course, Tyler in to get our thoughts on today's daily topic. It's a snap decision we have to make, love it or loathe it, and we only get 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Doing it next.
Up next.
I don't care.
New FM. Love it or loathe it. Loathe it.
This is, of course, where Tyler comes in with the daily topic, and then Meg, you and I have to decide in the moment, love it or loathe it, and then explain ourselves.
Yes. What have you got for us, Tyler?
Karen's Diner.
3, 2, 1, go!
Oh, loathe it.
Haven't been there, but love it already.
So you guys know what it is.
Yes.
Oh, man, I've been wanting to go here for ages.
So there's one of these in Brisbane, and over the weekend, some man with very low self-esteem has blown up after one of the staff members told him he had a receding hairline. Do you guys want to hear his blow up?
Yes.
What's the one thing your mindset? No body shape. And that bitch has right to...
So he's going off saying there's no body shaming. Your sign says no body shaming, and then he goes on to call someone a fat bitch. So, I mean.
Okay, mate.
Pot, kettle, something in there. Yeah.
Have you met?
Exactly.
I have thoughts. Yeah. I'm sorry. If this guy is so fragile and so insecure in himself that you take yourself to a restaurant that is famous for offending you and you get offended... Pull your head in.
If you
even if you do get offended, keep it to yourself.
If you haven't heard of this, basically you go to this restaurant and then they offend you.
Deeply.
Yeah, they're extremely rude to you. And they treat you like absolute garbage.
They pretend to be like the stereotypical Karen.
And I so want to go. I haven't been. I've been meaning to. They're opening one, I think, on the Central Coast.
Yes, I've seen this.
Oh, overall, I really want to go.
I mean, I find it entertaining, I think, but I don't think it's for me.
No?
Yeah. But it's like, if it's not for you, that's fine. Go to Macca's.
Yeah.
From Macca's.
Mate, there's plenty of other great burger places around.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's what I mean. This idiot. It's like, I'm sure if you didn't want to get offended or you didn't want someone to mention the lack of hair you have on your head, go to Macca's. You
go
twat.
Somewhere else.
Yeah. If for me in particular, because I am plus size, if they turned around and go, oh, you've had too many burgers, I'd laugh at it because that's what they're there
that's
to
the
do.
Whole point, but the thing is, everyone else in the building had their hair commented on. Like, another woman that same day tweeted that they were told they looked dirty and that they needed to brush their hair. It's the same thing. It's like, imagine if every single customer in Karen's Diner blew up for being offended.
That wouldn't have a business.
No!
I love how they go after the wannabe influencers as well.
Yes.
Great.
Brilliant. The other good thing about it, I guess, for them is they'd see this as good publicity.
Exactly.
That's what they're known for. It's the whole point.
You know what? Grow a set, bro.
Yeah. I agree.
Let me tell ya.
They're local ads and on air right across Newcastle and Hunter.
I think we worked together for 3 months before I gave you my phone number.
And that was an extraordinary moment.
It was an experience, yeah. Right?
You're waking up with the Novos. Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
All right, so at the moment I'm pet-sitting for my parents' 2 dogs.
Okay, what kind of dogs are they?
They're Whippets as well.
Oh, cute!
So there's 3 of them in a little gang at the moment hanging around.
I need to come around.
Yeah, you can come and pat the dogs. Well,
I did make them treats.
Perfect opportunity. They'll love you for it. So they got dropped off on Thursday night, I think it was.
Oh, so it's been a few nights already.
Yeah, so on the first, there's one that's quite old. Like 14, 15.
Oh my God, okay.
And then there's one that's younger, like 7 or 8 or something. Yep. Anyway, the older one is on this like medication for her heart.
Yeah.
Because she's like got a heart condition or whatever and needs this little half a pill to be given to her morning and night.
Okay.
Right? And the way you do it is the trick that my mum's worked out is you put it up inside a bit of cream cheese.
Oh, they love cream cheese.
They love it, right?
Yeah.
Straight down the hatch. Couldn't be happier. Thanks for the treat.
Gets a treat.
Exactly. So, what I've been doing is 4 o'clock in the morning or 4:15 when I get up and about, I've been letting them out to go to the toilet outside they do all that. And at the same time, I thought, you know what? I'll give the morning pill now so Emmy doesn't have to do that later.
Yeah, no, you're nice.
So I pop it in the cream cheese. When they've come back in from the toilet, they jump back on their little sofa bed thing.
Yep.
And I is sort of half in the dark, and I give the pill to the dog.
Mm.
What I didn't realise is between when I checked on them and given the pill, they'd swapped spots.
Oh.
So I'd given the medication to the wrong dog.
Is that going to hurt the dog?
Nah, it'd be, probably be fine.
Okay.
But this is what I wanted to do here. 13 10 09, what went wrong when you were taking care of someone else's pets?
Oh, no.
Because this was day one,
yep,
and I'd already given the medicine to the wrong dog.
Yep.
Not
okay.
Ideal.
No, light and bright here, guys, as
yeah,
well,
yeah, of course, of course. Up for grabs today. Two tickets for Van Gogh Alive at Foreshore Park. You put you in the draw for that, plus a double pass to New FM's advanced screening of Wog Boys Forever. Everyone wants to go to that. What went wrong when you were taking care of someone else's pet? Preferably okay. Not they've died.
No,
that's
no,
a bit
no,
sad.
No. Like they got out or something.
Yeah,
like that, or
injured.
Something along those lines.
Operation, expensive operation, yeah, that sort of stuff.
All right, we'll take your calls. What happened when you were pet sitting?
Yeah, taking care of my parents' two dogs at the moment, and they always sit, like, in the same spot, except this one time when they swapped spots just after they'd come in from going to the toilet. It was dark. I couldn't see which was which, and I gave the medication to the wrong dog on day one of
they
taking care of
them. They heckin' bamboozled you.
They sure did. I was like, how am I going to get through the next 4 days if already day one I'm already stuffing it up like this? Anyway, this is what I wanted to do. What went wrong when you were taking care of someone else's pets? Light and bright stories,
yes,
please.
Yes.
This is what we're after.
Going to the phones. Natalie is in Colette. Hey, Natalie.
Morning.
Hey. What went wrong when you were pet sitting?
I was babysitting my neighbour's daughter's little fighting fish.
Yeah.
And unbeknownst to me, they jump. And I had this fish in its bowl on our kitchen buffet, and we went out for the day, and we came home, and the fish was actually laying on the buffet. It had jumped out of the bowl, and it was laying on the buffet, dry.
Oh,
it
no.
sort of stuck to the buffet. So I didn't know they jumped. And, so
you know
I
what? To be fair, Natalie, I didn't know that either. So you're just as clueless as I am.
So I scraped him off and I threw it back in the water to sort of rehydrate, and he came back to life.
What?
Are you kidding?
Yep. No. And I was lucky enough then we put a plate on it because so he couldn't jump out, and I got to return said fish living.
Oh,
did you tell
no.
your friend or?
Yes. Sorry?
Did you tell your friend what had happened?
I did tell them because in case they didn't know they jumped. I don't know
That's
why
true.
I picked my house to do it. But yeah, so we gave it back. It lived a little while longer. As long as you've returned the pet in, you know, breathing.
In its original condition.
Okay. Yeah.
It's never good with a fish or whatever when you have to scrape it off something. Any animal that needs to be scraped off anything, it's a bad sign is generally the rule.
Rehydrated
fish.
It's a delicacy in some countries.
This is true, Natalie. Luckily, there was no eating of the fish, no sushi with the fighting fish today.
No.
Oh, Natalie.
Natalie just served herself some sashimi.
Yes, I was about to say that. Thank you, Natalie. Hey, what's the goss up next with producer Tyler?
There is a big rumour about a big pop star coming down under.
Okay.
Meg's ears are perked.
Yes, they're on fire right now.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
If anything gets my attention, it's a new gig getting announced. Apparently, a massive pop star is coming to Australia.
Rumoured.
Okay.
Yeah, I need to know.
Do you guys want to know?
I need to know.
Yes.
Oh, no way.
Oh, yes way.
Really?
Incredible.
Beyonce is set to bring
Batman
her Renaissance.
Scoop? Oh, Beyonce. Yeah, right.
She's set to bring her Renaissance world tour down under next year.
Okay. When you say rumours, who is spreading these rumours?
Daily Mail.
Oh, yeah. It's not coming here.
They have reported. They have great insider knowledge, Meg. They have reported that tour promoters have been working hard and that dates have been locked in.
Really?
So she's performing at big venues, no doubt. Yes. SCG, things like that, 100%.
Yep. Cambo.
Cambo, absolutely. So I'm going to put a prediction out there.
Yeah.
If you want VIP floor tickets at the front of the stage for Beyonce, grand.
Oh, easily.
Do you reckon she'll perform at the Lucky?
Maybe not.
Oh, my gosh. I want her to.
She's going to go into the poker room, play Where's the Gold, and then come out and perform Destiny's Child stuff? Absolutely.
Oh, I'm all in.
A couple of songs?
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Well, they are saying, the Daily Mail is saying, a well-placed industry insider has let it slip that Beyonce will soon announce Australia and New Zealand dates. They've been planning it for a while and dates have been locked in. It's 100% happening. An announcement is imminent. That is what an insider has said. So it's been almost 10 years since she's been to Australia, so it's about... About bloody time, anyway, you know?
Didn't she come out and do that, like, photo shoot in front of someone's house or something? For, like, fashion?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, she did. She had to do something for her clothing lines, I think it was. Yeah.
Interesting.
And she just did it in front of some random person's house.
Imagine
and
then that was your house.
Well, the house got swarmed then for, weeks after. It's just some random person.
Oh, poor guy.
And that, like, they had to order the people to leave.
Because
there was hundreds of people just came. They just wanted a photo in front of this house.
Beyonce was there.
Exactly.
See, the thing is, though, I like Beyonce. I don't she's not one of my favorites.
Meg.
No. She's not one of my favorites. However, I'd pay to see her.
Oh yeah, she's on a performer.
She's a great dancer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so lock in late 2023, late early 2024, and also apparently joining her could be The Weeknd as well.
Really?
Oh, I'd be going for The Weeknd 100%.
Yeah.
If they two were together, I'd be there for The Weeknd.
100%. Very exciting. Also, I know we've spoken about it on the show already, but there's just so much happening with this Adam Levine drama.
You've got more for us, do you? So spill that tea.
Obviously, if you don't know, you've been living under a rock. Five women have come out saying they had online chats with Adam Levine where he was speaking to them like he was some 16-year-old child.
Yeah.
And so we've seen the memes about what he's, you know, things that he's said to these women saying, your body is blowing my mind. Blah, yes. Blah, blah. Someone has actually turned a Maroon 5 song into these DMs.
It was only a matter of time.
Is there audio?
Yes, take a listen.
That body of yours is absurd, yeah.
Keeps going.
I do anything for it. I'm now obsessed with you.
It kind of works, right?
This is so good.
I'm in you to see the booty. Seriously. I want a tattoo on my ass. Be such an hourglass. Holy.
So good.
So good. Oh, congratulations, that guy.
That guy can sing too.
Give,
right?
Give him a, what is it, a Billboard Award, a Grammy?
Yeah, that's, he deserves great. It all.
They're local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I think we worked together for 3 months before I gave you my phone number.
And that was an extraordinary moment.
It was an experience, yeah. Right?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's new FM.
And right after us, 105 commercial free, coming up with producer Tyler.
And your boy Nelly.
Well, not really. It's like top to 22. So, Nelly, you got it wrong. Check the Bureau of Meteorology, my
friend. Never say that. I just say bomb every time.
Yeah, exactly.
Easier.
It's weird saying the bomb, though. It sounds so 90s.
Fresh. Where'd you get the info?
Yeah.
Da bomb.
I never thought of it like that. Also, Fresh Tones and I.
Nice.
I'm really warming to this song.
It took me a while.
I love it.
And
I love
it. Starting to get there.
You know what it is? It's the de-squeakifying of her voice over time.
Yeah.
She can actually sing normally, but she didn't start that way.
No. Well, she needed that different sound to get herself.
She needed to de-squeakify her voice.
De-squeakify, that's a new word.
It is. Thank you. You're welcome.
Also, one that around the team we all love.
Oh, what a great song. Thanks for that, Tyler.
Yeah, Newcastle's only block of bad premium.
Meg's favourite band and the greatest band of all time.
105 minutes commercial free. We'll just fade that song down. That'd be great. on the way with producer Tyler after 9 o'clock. Speaking of, like, 90s grunge, though, who do you think of when you think of 90s grunge? You think Nirvana. You think maybe a little bit of Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
that's it, really.
They're the top ones.
In 1995, there was a very important album that was released. Not grunge at all. Daydream by Mariah Carey.
Right.
One of the biggest, like, pop R&B albums of all time.
Yep.
Right?
Massive.
Turns out, that year, she also recorded a grunge album that nobody has ever heard.
Like a secret album?
Like a secret grunge album. Very interesting. Going to give you the details.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
All right. An artist who I thought would never, ever release like a rock album or a grunge album is Mariah Carey. Now, in a recent interview, she's revealed that she did actually record a full album in 1995, the same year she released Daydream, one of her biggest albums to date, a full grunge album that has not seen the light of day.
Now, do you think if she released this, it would have badly affected her image or...
Possibly, because she was going for that R&B queen kind of vibe, diva.
And then it worked for her.
Yeah, now I know Nirvana were massive in 1995, I get that, but...
Not every grunge band was.
No, so you had the likes of, like, maybe Garbage, who had that, but they were more late 90s rather than, like, mid-90s, no doubt. Possibly could have got away with it, but I don't think Mariah Carey could have swung it. So what happened was, just as a little bit of a demo, she recorded backup vocals with a band called Chick.
Okay.
Now, the song is called Demented. I'm going to play a little bit for you now. Now, Mariah's on backup. I hear, like, Shirley Manson vibes.
A little bit, but...
Right?
This is not good for
this
her.
This would have been the kind of Mariah Carey album we would have heard from her if she released it back in 1995.
Could have ended her career, to be honest.
I think it might have, actually.
I think she made a good choice because, like you said, she sold one of the best-selling albums of all time.
Yeah.
The same year. Don't mess around confusing everyone with that.
Obviously, like, I think it was in 2003 or 2004 she released the, Emancipation of Mimi album. Which included We Belong Together. Do you remember that song?
Yeah, vaguely.
Now, could you imagine if that went a little bit grunge, maybe a little bit pop punk?
Hardly.
This is what it would sound like. Baby, could you imagine Mariah singing this kind of stuff?
No. Who is that, by the way?
I don't know, actually. I just grabbed it from YouTube. But that's the kind of stuff I listen to on a regular basis. But I couldn't imagine Mariah doing this. However, she has revealed it is time for this album to leave the vault.
Really?
So she could potentially release this, if she releases this in the next couple of years, possibly 30 years after she recorded it. I'm intrigued.
Enough time has passed where it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
You know, if she does that, it's not going to hurt her career now, even if it's an absolute stinker.
Yeah. So when she was recording this grunge album, she was also recording things like Always Be My Baby, like off the back of it. Like, blows my mind.
And we don't know if she's a versatile singer or just can't do grunge.
But I was going to say, she was only doing backup on that one before
from Chick.
And I could sort of hear it. Because she has such a great range, she can go very deep and she can go very high. So whether this would work, like harmonising-wise, whether she'd do all of her own harmonies on a grunge album, I don't know. I really hope she releases it.
Be a bit of fun either way.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm sure you'll be all across it when it comes
hopefully,
out.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Hey, Meg, up next, earlier in the show, we talked about whether it was right or wrong to stay at a pub after your mate was kicked out.
Yeah, because Tyler's mate got denied entry to a pub.
Division
in the
team.
And they all decided to go, bye-bye. And they walked in and left him out the front.
Left him to go home alone. You think this is the wrong thing to do?
Yeah.
I think it's the right. Now, we've put this up on Instagram to a poll. Going to reveal the results up next and chat a little more about it.
Megan
Crevo. The Novos. All right, a debate earlier in the show about whether it was right or wrong to stay at the pub if one of your friends in the group gets kicked out.
Yeah.
Now, this happened to producer Tyler. Mm. She stayed at the pub. You're saying that's wrong.
I would leave with my friend. That's just me, though.
I think it's fine. You stay at the pub. They're adults. If they can go to the pub, they're of age, then it's fine.
It depends, though. If they are that intoxicated, they're getting kicked out or denied entry. Obviously, they're in a state.
You put them in a cab.
It is hard to leave them by themselves.
Put them in a cab. Way they go. They're all right.
Yeah, but there's sometimes, for me in particular, like if it's girls, for example,
that's
they get upset. Because they got kicked out. They need a shoulder to cry on.
Oh, God. No. The only exception I've ever made to my rule, which is always to stay, is when it was my friend's Bucks night.
Yeah.
And he was the one. He couldn't get in anymore.
Okay, that's a little bit different. When it's the main person, the birthday person.
He couldn't.
Bucks.
So what happened was we went on this, like, fishing trip. And he pretty much wrote himself off at that.
That's not a great idea.
And then, like, during the, like, from there, I was like, let's go get dinner because I'd already booked that in. Yeah. At least maybe you can sober yourself up a bit. We went, had dinner, went back to the hotel to try and get him back into shape, you know. We got to the first place and he couldn't get in.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, God, this is not going well. We're like, we'll try one more place because I know a few places in Sydney where they'll let anyone in.
Yeah.
I wouldn't let him in either.
He was
like, this is just not going to happen, is it? And I pretty much wrapped up the night because I felt bad. He was the main guy, you know.
Yeah, in that instance.
My one exception to the rule.
We put this on Instagram, yes, at @thenovos _ right or wrong, staying at the pub after your mates get kicked out. 43% of people said right and 57% said wrong.
Pretty close down the line, but more people on your side, Meg. Yeah. I guess a lot of people do have a conscience.
Possibly, yeah.
Not me, though.
No.
I reckon it's fine.
Oh, no, you had a conscience for your mate.
That was one time. But then normally
again,
I'm staying
like,
out.
I tend to lose track of my friends if we go out as well.
Do you now?
If we go to the pub, like, I have the tendency of making friends with other people.
So you'll be sat there and everyone's like, where's Meg gone? Don't know.
No, normally I'm either in the bathroom making friends with girls,
mm-hmm.
or I'm in the pokey room making friends with random people telling me, get a feature!
You got this. Where's the gold?
Yeah, pretty much.
I love that.
105 minutes commercial free on the way with Tyler.
Guys, I've got breaking news.
Yes? Oh, I heard this.
Rihanna has just been announced as the halftime performer of next year's Super Bowl.
Oh, I am so bloody keen. This is
going
to be great.
I'm calling it early. New album.
Oh.
If she does this, I'll be so happy.
Do you know
it's
how
about
long we've
time.
Been waiting for new music from Rihanna?
I know.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be the only... You know what? There'd be a lot of people at record companies, whichever that she works for...
Mm.
They just keep increasing the offer.
We'll give you this much money.
We'll give you this much money.
She doesn't need it.
I know that.
That's the thing. She can do a Super Bowl performance, a standalone performance, without bringing out new music, you know?
Oh, she got enough hits for it.
Yes. Oh. Yes, she does, my
How
friend.
How very dare you, Mark Crevo. Oh,
what else
just
have we got on the way?
Just a bit of a laugh. Come on.
Bernard Fanning and Baker Boy.
Still love this.
Yeah,
yes.
Great.
And some pump up juice for your Monday as well, because Lord knows we need it.
Oh, how good.
Dr. Alban.
Fantastic.
On the way. Awesome. Newcastle's only block of ad-free music, 105 minutes, commercial-free. On the way. Have a great Monday, guys. We'll catch you later.
See ya.
See ya.
Show's done.